all tough questions that we have to answer, right? And this is why I say, once again, that when we're thinking about our vision, it goes beyond just our consulting practice and just our business. It really does begin to tap into other aspects of our life. Hello, and welcome to the Excel at Consulting podcast, dedicated to helping ambitious female consultants create an authentic and thriving consulting practice that stands out and excels in a male-dominated industry. In this space, we are ditching the never-ending hustle for intention and purpose as we cultivate our mindset, expand our knowledge, and prioritize our health, wellness, and happiness to offer our absolute best to the clients we serve. I'm your host, Dr. Angelina Davis, and I am the founder of Excel at Consulting. Join me as we leave our unique mark on the consulting world and create a business and life we love. Hello there. It is almost the end of January, and we are well on our way into 2021. I can't believe that. I feel like 2020 was the longest year. But now we're here, and we are in episode 16 of the Excel at Consulting podcast. I'm so happy that you are tuning in. And after the unpredictable nature of last year, I think many of us have been very reluctant to really set resolutions or establish big goals, you know? However, there are a few reasons why I think this should still be something that we are doing and that we're making sure that we are clear with regards to our vision, our purpose, and yes, set big, audacious goals. After all, how can we even plan for a successful year without having an idea of what we want to accomplish? So I thought long and hard about how I wanted to open the season of the podcast, and I felt strongly that today was a moment that we can talk and really discuss how developing your vision for the year as a consultant, how that can actually impact every aspect of your practice. You know, at the beginning of a new year, we hear a lot about vision, we hear a lot about goals, we hear a lot about purpose, etc. And everyone's talking about having a vision, right? There are a lot of things that are happening right now where people are kind of mapping all these things out, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But everyone is really being driven by their vision, or so they say. You know, but what does that really mean? What does it mean to have a vision, and what does it mean for that vision to impact your life, especially your business and your career? Well, your vision is what you see and desire for all aspects of your life, at least in my opinion. Now, notice that I did not say that it's what you see and desire specifically for your consulting practice or your consulting business. I mean, yes, you can have a more narrow view of those things, but really when you're thinking about your vision, you're thinking about your life as a whole. Because even if you're considering a vision specifically for your business or for your practice, it still includes other aspects of your life, right? And so this is something that I always encourage my clients to do. I encourage them to include their whole life in their vision and their creation of this vision, because every decision you will make regarding consulting will somehow tie back to and affect other aspects of your life. And so what you'll find is that if you leave those other things out of the vision process, then it will be those same things that you end up neglecting in your real life, day to day. So they have to be part of this overall vision, which we consider to be a big picture view. It's what you want your entire life to look like from all viewpoints in all aspects. And what I found over time is that this is one of the best ways to effectively achieve your goals, especially when you're setting out for some very aggressive, you know, goals and accomplishments. So there are a lot of ways that you can begin to map out your vision. You can journal, for instance, and capture your thoughts and your ideas and words on paper. And I definitely like to do that. If you were able to look behind me right now, you would more than likely see, or we would see, a stack of journals and, you know, books where I have kind of definitely dived deeper into thoughts, into ideas with regards to my vision. And that can be a very effective way to really get everything that you desire on paper. You know, another way or method that is really popular right now, and definitely you probably know of a number of parties dedicated to this right now, that's actually creating a vision board. And so these vision boards are where you are drawn to images that actually reflect your heart's desire. And so the thought process is that as you see these images, they reflect what you truly want to happen or you want to manifest in your life. And so that can be a very simple way to kind of dive deeper into what you truly desire. You know, another strategy is mind mapping. So by mind mapping, you are able to capture and connect these thoughts and desires all together and to paint, once again, this global or bigger picture. You know, really the method you use is not as important as the fact that you're actually going through the process. You know, it's really the process of just establishing what you truly desire and value most in life that is the most important thing. And remember that because consulting is only a part of that global picture, it is important for us to really tackle this in a very thoughtful manner, because this will be something that, if done right, can lead to a lot of success. And so today, what I want to do is I want to share with you three reasons why having a clear vision is an important starting point for sustainable success, especially in a highly competitive consulting industry. Because if you don't establish this, what you'll find is that keeping up with the Joneses and competing against your biggest rivals or your greatest competition will be a difficult task. We have to have boundaries, and we have to make sure that we're approaching things strategically. And so these are some things that we can do in order to ensure that we're on the right track. One of the first things that having a very clear vision will do is that it will help you define how to best use your time. So here's the thing. Everything has limits. Everything has limits. I always say you cannot do all things, but you can do everything that matters, right? So it means that we have to figure out a process on how, in terms of how we are using our time. It's easy to feel invincible and really be overly ambitious when you're thinking about your personal and your professional growth. But really, just as in life, this growth will actually come in phases. It won't happen all at once. And, you know, just a transparent moment, this is a lesson that I had to learn, and I am still learning and keep reminding myself over and over again that everything can't be done right now, nor is it even required. You don't have to launch the course and the group program simultaneously as you release an ebook. I mean, think about that. That doesn't even sound feasible. We have to think about how we're really approaching all of our goals and all of our plans in a very strategic fashion. After all, everything that we're trying to accomplish will require a unique strategy. It will require a unique approach, and definitely will require different resources. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't do all of these things. It doesn't mean that you can't do amazing things. It doesn't mean that you can't accomplish a number of goals. I mean, you're definitely talented enough, but the question is, when you're pursuing these things, what risk are you taking, and what things are you giving up in an attempt to achieve these goals? So for instance, if you're putting too much on your plate, if you're trying to tackle too much at one time, are you risking your reputation? Because if you can't do the work, if you can't do a good job, if you can't do your best, then what will result is a decline in the quality of work that then leads to, you know, fewer clients, a lack of good feedback, a positive feedback, and definitely decreased profitability, right? We don't think about it that way. You know, are you missing time at home with your family? Is that something that you're giving up in trying to attempt all of these things? And so that can leave you distant from your loved ones, whether it's your kids or your spouse or whoever it may be, family, friends. These are all tough questions that we have to answer, right? And this is why I say, once again, that when we're thinking about our vision, it goes beyond just our consulting practice and just our business. It really does begin to tap into other aspects of our life. And when we can map things out from a global perspective, what we're actually able to do is create a framework for us to really achieve the desired work-life balance that we really want, the freedom that we seek and that we have been desiring for a long time. Think of this really as like a roadmap, because it's what it's going to do is help us determine the best use of the 24 hours that we're given in a day. You know, you're only getting 24 hours. That's not changing. It's going to be the same today, tomorrow, next week. And so it helps us to figure out how to best use that time. In addition to giving you a personal definition for work-life balance, because once again, that is something that looks very different for all of us. Work-life balance goals will be unique to every individual. The second thing is that having this clear vision actually will lead you to your ideal client. And that's because when you have clarity about the services you provide and the results that you promise to deliver, it will lead you to the proper messaging that helps you to attract your ideal client. Because see, now you're clear about your vision for who you want to be as a consultant. And you're also very clear about who you're trying to work with, right? What proposals you're trying to present, what contracts you are trying to acquire. It's going to make that very clear. And so if you are attracting your ideal client, you also will attract the right people who lead you to bigger contracts. You also will attract the relationships you need to nurture and to land in the right networking circles that will open up doors for you in the future. All of these things are tied to what you are trying to attract, and you are attracting those things by presenting yourself in a certain way. And it took me a while to realize how I personally was missing the mark when it came to connecting my vision with lead generation and even client conversion. And so I would feel frustrated, you know, over time as I worked on project after project that I had no real interest in. And, you know, this resulted in me not being able to perform at my highest level. I mean, I did the job, I did it well, but it wasn't building my practice. And the reason it wasn't building my practice is because it wasn't carrying me in the direction I wanted to go. So the goal is not just to move. We don't want to move in any direction, right? Because you can move in the opposite direction, be completely, further away from your goal. We want to move in a forward direction toward those things that our hearts desire. And so the only way to do that is to really position yourself to move toward those things that are in alignment with your vision. So although every client, project, or service request may not be what you're most passionate about, you want to make sure that it is at least consistent with what you say you desire. So for me, that means that I have to be very strategic in what the work that I'm doing. And that's going to be the same for you. So for those of you who are new here, I'm actually a clinical pharmacist and healthcare consultant. I specialize in infectious diseases. So just because I can help a medical practice establish an anticoagulation clinic, which is where we monitor medications that thin the blood and you know, reduce blood clots, that's completely outside the scope of what I desire to do. And so pursuing that as a goal, yes, it may bring me opportunity. Yes, it may bring me more money. It may make me profitable in the moment. But in the long term, in terms of building my authority, in terms of positioning myself in, you know, the consulting space in a manner that I desire, it's not going to get me there. It's not going to get me there because it's not in alignment with what I say I want to accomplish. Similarly, if you are, you know, an HR consultant, you may be phenomenal at giving solid business advice, right? But if this is not your desired pivot or the niche you want to go into, then how is it really benefiting you? How is that really aligning with your vision? You don't want to spin around in circles. What you want to do is to forge ahead and attract the ideal clients that you need to move in the direction that you want to go. And having a clear vision will help you do just that. Lastly, number three is that your vision will become your guide. And what I mean by that is that it will be your strategic plan that helps to motivate you and to pull you to your future success. So I used this reference before, but think of your vision as a roadmap, right? So And when you're going on a trip and you're trying to make it to a particular destination, you know where you're going, you've determined, you know, where you want to end up or what the end result should be. And now what you're trying to figure out is how you get there. And there is one thing I believe strongly in, and that's the power of intuition, and specifically intuition, you know, as a female consultant. And the reason I point that out is because that's actually a unique power that you hold and can use to your advantage. I was actually reading an article online at Psychology Today that discussed how research on nonverbal communication skills was shown to help women fare better than men. And the reason that was the case is because in this particular study, they state that women were better at just reading facial expressions and emotions. And as a result, women were more likely to pick up on the subtle emotional messages that were being sent by others. And so they regarded that as what was leading to this whole kind of concept, notion, or premise of, you know, of women's intuition, right? That's something that both women and men have capabilities of doing. But at least in that study, they found that this was more common with women. So as a female consultant in this heavily male-dominated space, that's something that we can really use to our advantage to excel. I know you're probably wondering how in the world this intuition ties into vision, but if you use this intuition and this deep sense of awareness as you approach new clients, as you approach projects, and as you approach proposals, you will have a better sense of what the right move is for you. And that's because every encounter that you have will be put through, you know, this new lens. It will be put through this lens that is tied to your vision. Meaning that if you are interacting with a particular client and that intuition tells you that this is not the right move, this is not going to be in alignment with your vision, well, you're going to move away from it, right? You're going to pass on that. And that's going to be similarly for other aspects of your practice. And those are things that we have to really pay attention to, because what we want to do is we want to look for those projects and we want to offer those services and create those collaborations that will actually lead us down a chosen path, down our chosen path. And once again, it doesn't mean that you won't have to do work that falls outside of these boundaries. I'm not trying to say that. You're going to have to do work that you don't necessarily like to do. But more often than not, the work that you do should be predominantly in alignment with the future success that you want to achieve. So I know that was a lot. I know I'm hammering home on vision today because I just really think this is so important. It's something that we often take for granted. We think of it as a very pie in the sky type concept. But your vision will carry you through so much if you actually use it strategically, if you use it right. And it's my hope that I've really twisted your arm a bit and convinced you that having a clear vision specifically for this year, 2021, despite what happened before, we're going to have a clear vision for 2021, that it can be key to achieving sustainable success in your consulting practice. And just to recap, this is why. Your vision will, one, define how to best use your time and help you create the work-life balance and the structure that is sustainable. Two, it will lead you to your ideal clients because now you know what you can offer and you know what you want to attract. And three, having this clear vision will become your guide and help you navigate opportunity and difficult challenges that will often arise from time to time. So grab your favorite journal, grab your magazines, or grab your laptop, whatever you decided to use, whatever method you want to use for your vision planning, grab all of that. And what I want you to do today is start making your vision clear and plain. Make sure you know what you want. What do you want this year? Because if you know what you want, I guarantee you're more than likely going to get it. Thank you for tuning in to the Excella Consulting Podcast. I hope that this conversation has been helpful and will support and enhance your consulting journey. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes or post a screenshot of you tuning in today to Instagram stories while tagging me at Excella Consulting. I would love to connect with you on Instagram. For the show notes and more information from today's episode, visit excellaconsulting.com/podcast. There you can also learn about Excella Consulting and services offered. I think that wraps up our time together this week. Until next time. Take care.